This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Coming up, Dan Orlovsky from the Mothership will join us, NFL analyst. A few things to talk to him about, including Dalvin Cook to the Cowboys, maybe? I think we keep waiting for a package deal with DeAndre Hopkins and Dalvin Cook. I don't see them going to the same team, because that would mean Dalvin Cook to the Patriots with DeAndre Hopkins. It feels like that would be a likely destination for DeAndre Hopkins. It feels like it's right now the Titans or the Patriots. But we'll talk some football with Dan Orlovsky coming up, including if he were a Buffalo Bill, would he want a retractable roof with that new stadium? Baseball. Reds have won 10 in a row, Giants 9 in a row, Braves 7 in a row. We'll talk some baseball with our good buddy Joey Votto. He'll join us coming up next hour. The new and improved first-place Cincinnati Reds. I think Joey Votto has the most hits of any Canadian-born baseball player. I think he surpassed Larry Walker. That might be second on the list. But Joey Votto, what's he played, like, 18 years, 19 years, all with the Cincinnati Reds. Yes, Paulie?
Yeah, he's 39 years old. He's extremely Canadian. He's from Toronto.
Yeah. Is he all-time hit leader in Canada? Yes, Tom?
Yeah, I'm looking at something from August of last year that he set the record for most games by a Canadian-born player, but I believe I saw a story where he's got the most hits, too.
All right. It's NBA Draft Eve. Todd wanted to know the most overrated Eve. I don't know how we got on this, because Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve are not overrated. I mean, New Year's Eve might be, because people go out and go crazy. But, you know, after age 30, you're probably not doing New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve? How can that be
overrated?
I love
Christmas Eve. I just threw it in there because it's a popular Eve. Not that that would run away with the
NBA Draft Eve? How is it overrated? I don't think it's rated. Like, the NFL Draft Eve would be rated, but I don't think NBA Draft... I don't think anybody's going, yeah, let's celebrate
not
NBA...
leaving out milk and cookies for Santa Stern coming...
Santa Stern.
Santa Silver. Yeah. Commissioner Stern. NBA Draft Eve, NFL Draft Eve, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve. I put out Adam and Eve.
I think that would just run away with it, though. That's probably why I left
you think
it
so?
Yeah, I think so.
But do you think Eve was overrated?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. She sure takes a lot of heat.
She does. Yeah.
She sure takes a lot of heat.
Yeah. Adam doesn't. Not as much as Eve does.
Of course
does.
Not. Adam's just like, no, it wasn't me. It was Eve.
All they had to do was order takeout.
She gave me an apple.
Basically set up all of time after that, because Adam couldn't handle his own stuff.
Yeah. Uber Eats could have helped them. It would have changed the world.
What a punk.
Yeah. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. What's the poll question for hour two, Seton?
Got to admit, I'm kind of surprised with the results of hour one.
Okay.
If you're Portland, would you rather have Bam Adebayo or the third overall pick? Right now it's at about 58% would rather have the third overall pick. I wonder why that is.
Well, I think you want the future. I don't know how many people want what is right now, right in front of us. It's the possibility. Oh, my gosh. What could this guy, Scoot Henderson, be? I don't know. Could he be the next Anthony Edwards? Does he help you now? Does he help you in the next 2 years? How much does he help you now? Because Portland has two different agendas, it feels like, or at least they've had that. They're trying to build around Dame, but they haven't. And at some point, you have to realize, to better the franchise, you might have to give up the franchise player. Yes, Mark.
If Scoot gets drafted by the Blazers, I can already see the headlines. Scoot over.
Ooh. Okay. Scoot over Dame?
All right.
Hey. Yep.
Well, all right, I'm going to give you a bloop on that.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Somebody just submitted, by the way, Kurt on Twitter just said that Victor Wembanyama's, nickname should be the Franchise.
French.
French.
Okay.
Franchise.
Like the franchise, but the
franchise. I like
franchise.
That. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. We came up with the French Prince.
Yeah, the franchise.
Crown Vic. Paulie came up with Escargot.
Hasn't caught on yet, but
not yet.
Victor wasn't asked about it.
Not yet.
Not nationally, anyway. But
no, he was at Yankee Stadium. He was doing all the great things. You know, that's where you go. Our guy's in town, and man, he loves New York. He's embracing New York. He's on the subway. He's going to Yankee Stadium. Yeah, he's going to be gone on Friday or late Thursday night. Yes. He'll be in San Antonio.
The Knicks are back.
Yeah, enjoy.
It really felt like, if you're the Knicks, aren't you scrambling all Jets right now? How the hell do we get this number one overall?
Okay.
Pick?
If this was soccer, could you pay the Spurs $100 million, like a transfer fee?
Yeah, yeah.
That you just buy Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, but sometimes if they really don't want to get rid of somebody, they'll say, okay, the transfer fee is $1 billion or something. You know what I mean? So it's not always just, there's not just a set price, but yeah, you could totally just say, all right, we'll give you, you know, $150 million for this pick, okay?
Stream the original story of a basketball superhero. It's the Peacock original movie that tells the story of a young LeBron James and his buddies as they compete to become the number one high school basketball team in the country. Shooting Stars, streaming now exclusively on Peacock, which is where you'll find this program. You can download the app if you haven't done so. Victor Wembanyama went to Yankee Stadium. He also sat down with J.J. Redick, Old Man in the Three podcast, and he said that he's not bothered by the expectations.
When someone says that you are the best prospect in a generation, the best prospect since LeBron, I believe one of my colleagues called you the best prospect ever in team sports. That just goes in one ear and out the other. There's no pressure from that.
Yeah, true. No pressure from that. Because, you know, it's not like a reward when they say that, you know.
Okay. Is he the greatest prospect in the history of team sports? Now, that's a hot take coming from the mothership, but I don't know who put that out there. Was that Kendrick Perkins or somebody put out a sizzling hot take? Did Wendy put that out there? Brian Windhorst put that out there? He's not necessarily a hot taker. Yeah, Paul.
If you looked at it like this, let's say right before the draft, on draft night, the biggest sure thing, most hype, most expectations, and most belief that they'll be awesome. I got to throw Shaq in there. Coming out of college, there weren't a lot of questions, maybe about his offensive arsenal, but he looked dominant. Patrick Ewing coming out of college felt like a sure thing. There weren't any questions. It was just, I can't believe we're getting him in Orlando or New York. And if you said another sport, I'd say John Elway. You know, there was no questions.
Yeah.
There was no hesitation.
Well, you know, it's recency bias. That might have been Woj. Was it Woj who said, and this is where I go, you don't have to hype this. This was on the night of the draft lottery, I think, and Woj said, you know, maybe the greatest team prospect to ever come into the league, any league. And I went, okay. I don't think I would agree with that. There's more of a mystery there with Victor Wembanyama. We had seen Patrick Ewing play 4 years. We had seen Shaq play three. We had seen John Elway play at Stanford. The unknown, you know, that's what we love. We crave that. Have you seen this guy? And this is why people bought into Sports Illustrated when they did an April Fool's Day article on Sid Finch. And he was supposed to be this phenom. And he was going to be a pitcher for the Mets. And he threw like 140 miles an hour. And, you know, he followed the Dalai Lama and like all of these crazy things. But people bought into it. And it was an April Fool's Day article. But it's the unknown. Have you heard about this guy? Nobody had heard about him, but everybody believed in him. Do I think Victor Wembanyama can be a great player? Yes. Can he be great at both ends? Yes. There's so many things that you'll fall in love with. But he's going to block so many shots. That's the one thing that'll stand out immediately. You're going to go, man, people aren't going to go inside because he's going to get a piece of your shot. That's the one thing he's going to have guaranteed when he starts. Offensively, that's going to take a little while. Where's his sweet spot? Where is Popovich? How is he going to feature him? Is he going to load him up with minutes? Is he going to ease him in? And Pop doesn't care about, you know, hey, let me play to your expectations. Pop is here to develop him. Tim Duncan was ready to play. David Robinson ready to play. Victor Wembanyama is going to take a couple of years before we get to really see how great he can be. But to have that kind of ball handling skills and the touch that he has, that's the difference between him and Ralph Sampson. Ralph could have been more dominating at both ends of the floor. But to have a skilled person at that height, at 7'4", Ralph Sampson had touch, had a little bit of range there. He could run the floor. I always thought that, you know, he should have been the better center between him and Akeem. But Olajuwon had great footwork. He knew what he could do, and he mastered it. Whereas Ralph, I don't know if he ever mastered anything. I think he was just 7'4", and at Virginia, you kept waiting for him to just take over games, dominating. And he had quality seasons when he first started out. But, you know, first time I saw him, well, I saw him in college, but I remember being at the Boston Garden when the Rockets played the Celtics in the NBA Finals. And that's when you started to see, okay, the future of that team is not Ralph Sampson. But you're, you know, still trying to figure this out. You got to have footwork. You got to be able to have touch. You got to be able to pass. That feels like that's what the big man is being asked to do nowadays. You don't have to be a brute. You don't have to have, you know, win with force. Even though the Joker wins with force, he also wins with touch. And I think Victor Wembanyama, can he be that kind of player? No. Can he be different and be better? Sure. But I think the expectation level is the unknown there. If he had played at Duke, we wouldn't have these expectations. But the fact, you know, the fact he played in the French League, you're like, man, have you seen this guy? And I did this on the show. I told you when he was coming to the United States, I said, you know, get a load of the future. He's coming in. And people hadn't really heard of him or they hadn't seen him. And here he is. Do I think he is going to be an impactful player? I think he'll have moments his first couple of years. I don't know if he's going to have one of those nights where he puts up 40, you know, 20 and blocks 10 shots. Does he have that potential? Certainly. That athleticism, it's rare to find that in anybody, let alone somebody at that height. Yeah, Paul.
He could be one of those guys who's great or very good in every category because he seems very versatile. He could, as a rookie, average 18, 7, and 5, and a couple blocks and a couple steals. And you're like, oh, well, that wasn't that great because it's not 25 points per game, but he's very good everywhere.
But you've had people, analysts, who have said, if he plays like, if he has a Kevin Durant career or a Akeem Olajuwon career, it'll be a disappointment. And I went, if you said he can be a Akeem Olajuwon and I'm a Spurs fan, I'll go, I'll take it. I'll take it. Because I think he's underrated. I love Akeem Olajuwon. If you said he can be Kevin Durant, sign me up. So this is where it gets crazy. But he's in the right market with the right coach, and that'll help him. Because, you know, the expectation level will be on the outside. It'll be up to Greg Popovich to cancel that noise. You know, he needs noise-canceling headphones where he's just able to play. And you know, the expectation level will be what he has, not what we have. And that's the way I would approach it. Learn the game. Understand the game. Play the game the way Tim Duncan did. And if you do that, you're going to be a Hall of Famer. Yes, Marv.
Unrelated, but kind of. Speaking of hype, you forget, Amani Bates is in this draft. Remember him? He's supposed to be a projected second-round pick. He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated after his sophomore year.
I remember when he was going into high school, his freshman year in high school. It's like, this guy is the best player in his state already. I went, okay. And then I thought he was going to Michigan State. He ends up at Eastern Michigan. and maybe he makes a roster here. A couple of phone calls. Jeremiah in L.A. Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Hey, bud.
Today is the summer solstice, so I came up with five summer solstice sports-related names.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, you can't spring this on Fritzy.
Pressure is on now.
Okay. All right. All right.
Well, summer solstice is like the longest day of the year, so that's kind of like Fritzy's five-minute stand-up, so
wow.
We'll see how it goes.
That was a shot.
That was a shot. Okay.
So I have Rafael Sundahl.
Okay.
Like Sundial.
Yeah.
Gregorian Calendar Maddox. This is a very niche market for the summer solstice.
It's tough talking all that trash walking into dojo.
On, Jeremiah,
there,
come on.
Jeremiah.
You can't walk into Fritzy's dojo and then get planted on your rear end. Come on.
Rich, don't stare directly at the eclipse with your eyes, son.
Eyes, son.
That's pretty good.
No, I judge what's good, not you, Jeremiah. Come on. Here we go. All finish right. up strong.
Pagan Stojakovic.
Oh, my God.
You need to do some research on the summer solstice, huh?
I like that the problem is we don't get what the summer solstice is. Like, oh, I wasn't aware that June 21st was the longest day of the year. Is there also one in winter?
Yeah. Thank you, Jeremiah. Fritzy, you don't need to respond.
Yeah, Todd, we got you.
You're good. I got your back, man.
So you don't need Sonny Jurgensen or anything.
No. That's terrible.
Hugh Mid Green.
Dave Just Solstice.
See that? No.
Howie Long.
Longest
day of the year.
No. You would have done better by not saying
right.
anything.
Now it's a push at best, or I lost.
Shh.
Damn.
Shut up.
Sonny Jurgensen, though.
No, that's not good. That's obvious. Sonny Six Killer. Oh, man.
Hello, Dad.
No. All right. Orlovsky's going to join us. A few things to talk to him about, including the next stop for Dalvin Cook. I don't
Jeremiah.
Know why I'm fixated on maybe the Cowboys here. So we'll talk to Orlovsky about that coming up. We're taking a break here. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what they do. They get refunds. And thanks to Innovation Refunds, they have completed over 17,000 returns for a lot of businesses, construction, retail, restaurants, bars, hotels. And Innovation Refunds started GetRefunds.com. If you have a small business and you started filing for the ERC tax refund and you got stuck halfway, it's understandable. The process can be complicated, but you need to have somebody who can help you navigate the process. Innovation Refunds came to the rescue. GetRefunds.com is where you start. You start the process. Going to take you about 8 minutes or less to find out if you qualify receiving money for your business. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $5 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they might be able to help your business as well. Go to GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com or download the app from the App Store today. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. What do you want to tell me about the summer solstice, Todd?
The summer solstice, the 2 months during the year when the path of the sun in the sky is farthest north in the northern hemisphere or farthest south in the southern hemisphere. And there's some interesting information about the rays of the sun and how it affects how long the day is.
But you act like you knew this. You looked it up.
I did look it up. I had a general idea what it was, but I wanted the more scientific definition of it.
Okay, but I don't want any more nicknames attached to summer solstice.
Like Jennifer Capricornati.
Yeah, see, I knew we were going to go down this road, and we don't need to.
Not even Jack Hemisphere? You loved him on the Steelers.
It's terrible.
Jack Hemisphere?
It's Jack Hemisphere.
Oh, it's Jack Hemisphere. Yeah. Mark Heaton?
No. See, this is where it's bad. You give me names out of the 70s and 80s, and it's tired.
Jason Daylight. All right. That's current golfer.
The NFL is redoubling its efforts to reinforce the league's gambling policy to players in the wake of a rash of recent violations. So I guess they put out a pamphlet or like a gambling policy that they handed out to all of their players. Here are the key rules of gambling with players in the NFL. Number one, don't bet on the NFL.
Wow. Thou shalt not kill.
Good thing they told us that. Don't gamble at your team's facility. I guess go outside and then gamble. Don't have somebody bet for you. Don't share team inside information. Don't enter a sports book during the NFL playing season. Don't play daily fantasy football. Do you really need to put this out? I'm guessing that they put this out and then they're just reemphasizing. I'm going to go back to what I said a while ago. The NFL brought in Peyton Manning and maybe Tom Brady to talk about the evils of gambling while being fully in bed with gambling as a league. But I would have had Calvin Ridley, you know, whether it's by Zoom or in person, and talk to the players. Hey, I did this. I bet this amount of money. I got suspended for a year. It cost me $11 million. You know what? That's an example, and I can... This is just language in a pamphlet. That's a guy who actually lost money. I don't need an HR pamphlet. That guy right in front of me, that guy lost $11 million because he did this. Now, nobody thinks they're going to get caught. You don't gamble and you go, man, I might get caught. No, you gamble because you don't think you're going to get caught. Or, oh, this is nothing. I'm only betting, you know, $1,500. That's what Calvin Ridley did, and it's not the total. The act is the reason why he got suspended, and he lost $11 million. But they put out a pamphlet, and of course, number one is don't bet on the NFL. Message sent loud and clear. Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership joining us on the program. Let me start with that. You know, the NFL is trying to reach out to its players, but is there a better way to go about telling them about the evils of gambling?
Yeah, I honestly thought, Dan, that the Calvin Ridley suspension would have pretty big impact, you know, for to lose a season, to lose the amount of money that he did and the prime of his career. I thought that would kind of make people take a step back and be like, what am I really doing? I think it's really hard for the NFL to get everybody to have no interaction with gambling when the NFL as an organization or a product has a tremendous impact or a tremendous interaction with gambling. So how do they get it better? I think it's almost impossible, candidly, with the access that we have to gambling, how easy it is.
Nobody thinks they're going to get caught, but I would have had Calvin Ridley front and center and said, hey, part of your rehab in coming back to the NFL is you talk to the rookies at this symposium and tell them that you lost $11 million by betting, you know, $1,500. That's how quickly it can happen and go away.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that would be the one moment, because the NFL, we would have people come speak to us, not even when we were rookies, annually, about all of that stuff, about injuries and, you know, what happens if you get injured and how you can get player compensation, or in so many different avenues. We would have people come talk to us and remind us about the money that we can make or the money that we're potentially owed, or what should we do with the 401k and what should we, so. And I don't know if they did that stuff with the gambling. I've been out of it for a couple of years now, so I don't know. But having Calvin sit there and be like, guys, $11 million, that's more than 99% of you guys are going to make in your career. And I lost it in 1 year. So there's got to be a better way for them to do it and to get the players to really grasp the magnitude of it. But I just think it's impossible to think you're going to get to every single one.
What's the number one topic story here in the offseason with the NFL?
Yeah, probably still the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. And are they as good as they should be? You know, I think that, you know, Aaron going to the Jets immediately vaults them into the conversation with the Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't know if we've really appreciated how big a deal that is. We're talking about a team that's gone to the AFC title game 5 years in a row. We're talking they are a pseudo dynasty. Maybe they're not the New England Patriots for 20 years dynasty. And to think that one 40-year-old quarterback coming to a team immediately puts that team there with the one that's gone to five AFC title games, that's a really big deal. And
but do you believe that?
Accurate.
Do you believe that? Oh, so you believe the Jets are right there on the same level with the Chiefs?
I think they are. I think the Buffalo Bills are. Obviously, the off the field stuff that Buffalo is handling, that's got to get handled. The Bengals are. You know, we got to see their young secondary. And I'd say the second thing is Jordan Love. I mean, I think they're attached. You know, how good is Jordan Love? How good is Jordan Love going to be? Because the funny thing, Dan, is we only talk about in the NFC. We talk about Philly and San Francisco right now. We'll sprinkle in Detroit. We'll sprinkle in Seattle. What happens if Jordan Love's really good?
Well, you're going
to the NFC title game 2 out of the last 4 years in Green Bay. That's still a really talented football team. But if Jordan Love's really good, they're right there.
But you would put Dallas in there as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. Dallas is a good football team. I think like the most important person, Dallas's season in my eyes comes down to two people. Obviously the quarterback. I don't need to tell anybody that. Mazi Smith, their first round draft pick. If Dallas can't get better at stopping the run on early downs, it doesn't matter how good Micah Parsons is at rushing the passer. It doesn't matter how good DeMarcus Lawrence is at rushing the passer because they won't get into those situations consistently enough for it to matter. You got to stop Philly and San Francisco. Both of them excel at running the football.
We're talking to Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst. I was wondering about Tom Brady's role with the Raiders. Why would you buy in or become a minority owner or be part of the process but not really be part of the process? He said that he's not going to be involved or that involved. He's so competitive. How does Brady be involved but not, you know, hands-on day-to-day?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really difficult for him to transition to, you know, just being a person sitting on the back burner, knowing what he's accomplished in his career. There's probably no better world to be in than professional sports ownership right now, across any league. You know, it's just blowing up. So that's probably the genesis of why he got into it. Why would you not also want Tom involved? Tom has seen and experienced and accomplished everything in that world. So why would you not? I think it'll be very difficult for him to just sit back and watch a franchise make this decision and him go, I wouldn't have done that. And or do these things or invest into this and be like, no, we're doing it the wrong way. So now he's got attachments to the head coach. He's got attachments to the general manager. So maybe he will be a little bit more involved in publicly declaring. But I would want Tom involved.
But could you imagine he walks by a film session or he walks out on the field and he becomes the best quarterback in camp just by walking past Jimmy Garoppolo? It's like,
yeah. And just the frustration of being like, how can you not hit that pass? Or how could you not see that? Or absolutely. Or watching Devontae run wide open and him, you know, check the ball down to a tailback.
The Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Hopkins, is that going to be a package deal?
It depends on where. I don't see it because I think both of those guys have better places for them to go than where they could go together. Like, I do think, I've said this, if I was Dallas, why would you not call Dalvin Cook? Well, you're going into a season where your leading tailback just broke his leg. Right now, we're 6 months ago, he broke his leg. And we can sit here and forecast that 3 or 4 months, he still broke his leg last year, okay, in a pretty bad way. You're a team that's won 12 games the last 2 years. Why would you not have a better kind of plan B? So I think Dalvin to Miami makes a lot of sense, but then – you know, Hop doesn't make a lot of sense in Miami. He doesn't necessarily fit what they want to do either schematically when it comes to kind of like the version of receiver that they have. If I was Hop, New England makes a ton of sense. Baltimore makes a ton of sense. But those don't make a ton of sense for Dalvin Cook. So I just don't see the ideal situation where both of those guys go together. I also don't see how that makes financial sense for either of them.
I was also wondering about it. If they did go to the same team, what's the best running back wide receiver combination in the NFL right now?
Ooh, good question. Best running back. Well, it would be Josh Jacobs and Devontae Adams. That's the best tailback wide receiver combo in the NFL.
What if I put Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel?
Right up there. You know, the thing that would make those guys a little bit different is Debo's not as good as nor used the same way as Devontae, and Christian's used just differently than Josh. Josh is a traditional pound the rock tailback. We know McCaffrey's just get the ball in his hands type of player, but they're right up there. I think those guys would be kind of 1A, 1B. You know, Tennessee with Derek, they don't have a legit number one yet to kind of put them into that conversation.
Because Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson might have been that top combo if they were still in Minnesota.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. They would be right into that. They would be right up there with Devontae and Josh Jacobs.
And I wonder, is Justin Jefferson going to be the highest non-quarterback in the NFL?
Yes. You have to look at I've actually said this to Ryan Clark multiple times. Like for 18 months, I've been, how does Minnesota keep him? You know, like how does Minnesota keep him without paying him every single penny that he wants? He's a superstar wide receiver. He's as talented as we have in the NFL. He continues to put up numbers. He could very easily be in a different – Minnesota is an awesome place, but there's other cities that are desirable for players to live in. And if you're Justin and you continue to put up these numbers, you're going to have outrageous leverage of, maybe I don't want to live in Minnesota anymore. I don't want to play in this with this quarterback anymore. So I think he will be the highest paid non-quarterback. Absolutely. Especially in a pass league.
If you were Buffalo, would you have a retractable roof or a dome stadium?
I think so. I think Buffalo, because of who my quarterback is, I think that they are losing an advantage by not allowing weather to play its part, but also allowing weather to play too much of a part. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you, because Josh's arm, go back to the New England game of 2 years ago. He has a distinct advantage that you want weather to play a little bit of a factor because it doesn't impact him that much. But you also don't want him or your team to be so hindered by having to play in, 2 feet of snow type of thing, because then that becomes you're not playing to your strength. So Josh is better. Every quarterback is better playing inside. It's easier. But I would have the option if I was Buffalo of let's leave it open and play to our advantage. Let's have it closed and make sure that we're at least on an even playing field.
Good to talk to you as always, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, bud. Good to see you.
Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership. You can catch Dan on NFL Live weekdays at 4 Eastern. Spencer in Texas before we take a break. Hey, Spence, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can, Spence.
Hey there. So I'd heard you say that you, I guess when they were talking about the Dallas Cowboys, and you had mentioned that, we had lost a great running back, and if we should go for Dalvin Cook, yes, I think we should go for Dalvin Cook, but I do think it's a stretch calling Zeke great. His last 2.5 seasons to me were mediocre at best, kind of like a third down back, 3 yards to go. However, I'm curious to see what you think about Tony Pollard moving into the starting position.
Oh, no, I love Tony Pollard. If you've listened to the show, I'm not a Zeke Elliott fan. I never would assign him to that second contract. Never. But if you can get him to come back, because Pollard's coming back from a broken leg, I don't know how healthy he's going to be. And would I rather have an insurance policy like Dalvin Cook or a two-headed monster, Dalvin Cook and Tony Pollard, and you have a head coach who has said publicly he wants to run the ball more. Why not bring in Dalvin Cook and having Pollard there? Then there's no pressure on Pollard to get back sooner. And I could still – now, he might want more carries and be the featured back. I understand that. But you're running a business here. And if I can get Dalvin Cook and he's not going to cost me – maybe it's a 3-year deal. Maybe it's $27 million total or something like that. That's a guy who's gets 1,000 yards, catch the ball, and he's a really good player. Incentivize him. But if you get to 1,200 yards or X number of catches, that's what I would do. Would he turn down an opportunity to play for the Cowboys? They want to run the ball. Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Our good buddy Joey Votto from the Reds will join us next hour, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino
and Rich Davis,
and together we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Clayton Kershaw pitched 7 shutout innings. Dodgers scored twice in the 8th, beat the Angels. So Kershaw's thrown 22 consecutive scoreless innings at Angels Stadium. He's won 6 straight starts dating back to 2015 there. Also, I was watching the Yankees with Gerrit Cole. I'll go back to when he was with the Pirates. I remember coming in and saying, I don't know how good this guy is, but I loved watching him pitch. He reminded me of Max Scherzer, where they just pound the strike zone. It's not gimmicky. They just pound the strike zone. Gerrit Cole ended the Yankees' 4-game losing streak, beat the Mariners 3-1. The Yanks are 7-0 when he pitches after a loss, and he's 4-0 with a 1.87 ERA in those games. That is your stat of the day.
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Sean in Cincinnati. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Dan. First time, long time. 6 foot, a slimming down, 250.
All right.
Thank you. I know you had to relinquish your fandom, and I certainly can respect that as a broadcaster or as a journalist, but I was at the game in Cincinnati last night, and that is an energy that is now in that stadium that we have not felt in Cincinnati in a very long time. And I think between the young talent, Joey Votto coming back, it is just a totally different energy. So we'd love for you to make it back for a game sometime and feel that energy that you probably felt growing up in beautiful Mason, Ohio.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean. Yeah, the Reds, they've won 10 in a row. That matches the longest winning streak in franchise history back in 1957, and they won 12 straight back then. Now, I was lucky. I grew up in a baseball town, and the Big Red Machine, best team in baseball. You had Hall of Famers at virtually every position. I was very, very lucky. be able to go to those games. I went to Crosley Field, then they went to Riverfront, and there's an energy there. But I don't know, and I want to ask Joey Votto this. They lost 100 games last year. They were 62-100. I know they got an influx of young talent there, but they have turned it around quickly. And Joey will join us coming up next hour. Johnny in Pittsburgh. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Dan and the Dan. That's broad 6'4", 260. So best Eve, Christmas Eve, because I was born on Christmas Eve, much to my mom's chagrin. Also, wanted to weigh in, one man's hero is another man's zero. He's talking about the Reds, and obviously they've taken the lead due to the Pirates losing streak. But here's a question for you. I have many Canadian friends, and they all hold up to this quote-unquote cliche. Does Joey Votto done more than any other Canadian athlete to perpetuate the myth or reality that Canadians are the nicest people in the world?
Oh, well, Wayne Gretzky. I'd say Wayno, because he's called the great one, one of the greatest team sport athletes in history, and he's one of the nicest people. When you're around Wayne, there's no ego. You don't realize that that's the great one. When I first met him, and I just thought, God, that guy is the great one. And then you watch him play and you go, there's certain guys that you just, certain athletes you'd go, I don't understand it. If there was supposed to be a definition, there might not be a definition. Messi and Gretzky are very similar in my mind because they don't dazzle you with, oh my God, that guy's so big or so fast or so strong. They just have this innate ability to understand the game. And it's God-given. They know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and they're always going to be a step ahead of you. And that is always what fascinated me about Messi and certainly Gretzky. I think they're very, very similar. Oh, Ryan in Honolulu is joining us on the program. Hey, Ryan.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, Ryan.
It's going to be a long day for that guy with the summer solstice names.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan.
I thought I'd let that land for you, Dan. I'd go easy on Adam. Women aren't that innocent. I'd say it's even.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We're rallying. Right. Here we go. Come on now.
Sacre bleu. I was a little laissez-faire, as they say. Mr. Victor Wembanyama nicknames yesterday. Wembanyama projected to go to San Antonio, right, Dan?
Yes, Ryan.
Well, to the victor go the Spurs.
Okay. All right. To the victor goes the Spurs.
Here's some nicknames for you.
Yeah, okay.
Victor de France.
All right.
Okay.
What about De Wembe Mutombo?
B-E-A-U?
Okay.
I got the Eiffel Vic Tower. You guys kind of use that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about if he's got a jumper, the Arc de Triomphe?
Okay.
Lastly, Dan.
Okay.
How about, this is the winner. This is the one we got to call him. Sleeping Lion. The Sleeping Lion. A Wembanyama, 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 Wembe. Play me off, Dan. Away.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan. By the way, speaking of sacre bleu, there's a line in John Wick 4 where Keanu Reeves says, sacre bleu. And I said, oh, wait, what? That's where they're going to have this duel? Sacre bleu. And I thought, okay. So I don't want to spoil anything for John Wick 4. I'm just letting you know, be ready when John Wick says, sacre bleu. Yeah, boy.
I tried to watch John Wick 4 last night. My wife knows nothing about it. I go, have you seen any of these movies? She goes, no, it's Keanu Reeves. I'm like, when we started watching it, I don't think she was ready for what was happening.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot that goes on.
Yeah, real fast.
Yeah, yep, there's a lot that goes on. Very, very stylized. I don't know if it's good. but it's fast paced. It's like 2 hours and 45 minutes, I think. Sacre bleu!
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Chapter 4, John Wick.
I'm saving it.
Are you? For
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. The right.
A plane trip or something?
Maybe a plane trip.
All right. More phone calls coming up. We'll talk to Joey Votto. Joey Votto. Sacre Votto. Reds first baseman. More phone calls coming up as well. We're back after this final hour on this Wednesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.